Have you been thinking about taking your live classroom and converting it into a webinar, but you've just been dragging your feet because you're not sure where to go, where to get started, what you need to do, all those kinds of things? Well, the first thing I would recommend anyone to do is join a bunch of free webinars online. Just take a class here or there, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, the ones that are free. We have $25 webinars where the content is really good, and it's so you're not wasting your time just attending a webinar, but you could actually learn something in the process. But attend several of them to get familiar with what are people doing? How do they make it engaging? How do they make it interesting? If you have been a learner, you can teach much better because you know what you liked and what you didn't like about the session. You can also recognize how long they went between engaging yourself and were you kind of zoning out? Were you on eBay, checking eBay, bidding on eBay, using PayPal to pay for eBay, you know, whatever the case might be. You want to make sure that you're not doing that to your learners. So experience a bunch of them first. The next thing that you want to do when you're converting is don't just take your PowerPoint deck from the classroom and shove it online and call it good. There's nothing worse than getting online and then just using what you had before because it is a different world online. Online, the only way that you can communicate with people are using the tools that exist. So it might be polling or text chatting, things like that. But that slide is that visual representation of what you want to say. In the classroom, it's secondary. People are really focused on you and what you're saying and how you're saying it. And the slide becomes really secondary, whereas it's flip-flopped. It's role reversal, if you will, in a virtual environment where the slide really is the main face of your message and you become secondary to that, even if you have a webcam on. So really take notice of your PowerPoint deck and how you want to convert it. So an example might be using dark slides with light writing. In a webinar format, you want to make sure that you have several slides that are a dark background because we know that the optical lens takes in light and it refracts and it can cause headaches if you've been staring at the screen too long. We want to reduce those headaches. Get that out by having a dark screen for them to look at. It's much easier on the eyes. Think about having your sessions be 90 minutes or less, not having an 8-hour session. Oh, you won't believe the session I was in with a client. They were going to do 8 hours of product knowledge information straight through, oh, with a break for lunch. The reality is 8 hours, they probably caught 60 minutes of it. So even though you taught it, doesn't mean they caught it. Make sure that you're chunking it into bite-sized pieces. I want to challenge you to just do, instead of 1 8-hour day, do 90 minutes a day for a week or 90 minutes a day for 2 weeks, whatever it takes, but that will be far more productive. So now as you're getting ready for your next webinar or for your first webinar, the last thing I want to challenge you to do is to do a pilot test. Get a couple of buddies on, a colleagues on, a couple of other trainers on, and practice your session live with them before you actually go live yourself. Just a few tips from the Bob Pike Group. Thank you for joining us.